Hanging out here next to the Children's Creativity Museum. I don't know that I've ever seen that sign before. I just saw, like, oh, there's a merry-go-round here on this corner. I never knew what it was called. Now, with a little extra time, I get to look at it. That's... well, that's that, you know? Suit and tie guy with his unfashionable headphones on. His fancy plastic water bottle. I listened to the Triple H and Stone Cold Steve Austin interview. They're most definitely not fooling anybody. They're really interesting. Oh, this bus. If they were able to focus it more, but to hear the claim that they're going after all these different demographics and all these different age ranges and all this other stuff, like it's the core of their problem, you know, if they just focused. They just focused their efforts on one of those demographics, or you know, built their products so that there wasn't just one show, one set of shows that was to appeal to everyone. You know, if they went a little further down that road and said, like, well, this is going to be our, you know, our edgy nighttime product, and here's our Saturday morning product, here's our you know, our primetime product, you know. Split that stuff up a bit, you know, they'd be better off, but, you know, then it's hard to, you know, how do you run a live event business if the demographics are all split that way? You start having to run smaller buildings, you know, you might just be making less money overall, you know. It's a hard thing to do, I'm sure, especially now that they're a public company, like, that, you know, they've got stresses put on them by the need to always grow for shareholders and all this other stuff. You know, they can't just, they don't have time. That's the number one thing. For as much time as they have on television every week, they don't have time. I think they make some really questionable decisions across the board with a lot of their stuff too, you know. There's
you can see inklings of them going that way. You know, they talk the way they talk about NXT being a show that appeals to a different set of people when it's presented in a different way. You know, it's proof that such a concept would work. I think it's just a matter of how big can you make any one of those if you start splitting it up. Because, there are certain fixed costs with just putting on a show. That if you're going to build all the fucking stuff and put on a show, you might as well put on a long one. But, I don't know. Maybe they set up a thing where it's like, okay, we're coming to this town. That means Monday we're doing our live television show for, the family demographic. And then, in that town, Tuesday, we're doing the rough stuff. I don't mean like a hardcore show or something like that. That's not the thing anymore, but... I don't know. I think the stuff that they have now that is meant to appeal widely could do better if the writing was better. They're having a hard time getting across, even the baseline stuff these days. And that's the larger problem is, they're not... They're just not getting it done. And, I think that... I don't know. Whatever. Their TV ratings are probably still okay from the sounds of it, but... So maybe they don't feel compelled to make a huge change. It just seems like they could be doing better if they, if they got different writers in there and worked with the talents, worked with the wrestlers a little differently to help them get their points across more effectively. And sought out people that, were better on the microphone. Or gave them more to do, did more with them. I've been trying to decide for the last little bit here if I should stop and get gas. I technically have enough gas to make it home, but it would be cutting it sort of close. This gas station I'll hit in, 5 miles or whatever it is, when I get over the Golden Gate Bridge here, is pretty convenient. It's easy off, easy on, so there are fewer opportunities like that further up the road. So even though I could make it pretty close to home and then stop, that gas station's a pain in the ass. So I'll probably just stop here. That's my story. That's my gas getting story. I hope you like it. The funny thing about wrestling is, you know, you talk to anyone that has watched it for a significant amount of time and is currently watching it, they all have their idea about what they would do to fix it. You know, very few people are like, it's fantastic the way it is. I don't think that, you know, any one solution does anything. It's a mentality shift that I think would fix their problems, you know, on a long-term basis, or, you know, like seeing people get up in arms like, oh, this person should have won instead of this, and like, eh, I mean, yeah, sure. Good news, everyone. I made it to the gas station. Bad news. Gas seems to have been getting slightly more expensive. Be a gallon here. I feel like it was lower than that. Oh, well. Alright, I'm gonna go pump gas. You guys, hold tight. It is windy and a little chilly out there.
All right.
Now we're back on the road. Maybe we should see what's on the radio.
And the 15th is going down on a Sunday at Club Prelude, Straight Step Magazine.
Harlem.
I don't give a fuck. It's whatever I want to call it. All right?
You're going to get the people Straight confused. Step where to find
magazine
you.
In conjunction with King of Diamond in Miami. All-star weekend throwdown. Mm. 20 ladies is coming out from King of Diamond in Miami. And it's a collabo at Perlu, okay, in Queens. So be there. It's going down. It's going to be crazy. All right?
I'll come out with that party.
Yeah. You in the middle. You in the building. Product just walked in the building, y'all. Straight out the BX.
You already know Slay was popping, baby. Mom's in the building.
Working hard, hardly working.
I hear that.
Never joking. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so what's going on with you, bro? What's good?
Ain't shit, just whipping and running, right?
You can't do both. That can't be your answer. It's like, what's up? Working hard and hardly working? Like, no, it's not.
Process is so big.
I don't know. I wanna set you up. What? The fuck is this? I've been picturing you naked on the table in the blanket saying, take. I'm so spontaneous, type of shit, rocking the rocking chair, we trying to break it. This right here is sacred. Thank you for making history, and no one can erase it. No. Girl, you know it feels real good. We can do it till we both wake up. Girl, you know I'm hooked on you, and this is what I'll do. Why? You put a smell like shit and leave the fuck alone. You need a dime to call me when everybody gone. First thing, bitch, I hit out an open locker. Give me a hold of wet choice, fuck the red bottle. Swear to God, I don't want her, she don't do everything. She don't suck it, she don't swallow, I don't want her, man. Keep the refrigerator full, you can make me tell. Maybe not more twice, I'ma get you down. You on the other side of the brick, all these faces. He don't wanna like him cute, I didn't like him mean. I'm the same nigga trapping out the band, though. I take it.
This is stupid.
Hey, yo, check it, it's DJ Scream Heavy in the streets, so with MMG representing.
What up, DJ Scream? DJ Scream!
Hollywood Red.
Rich
Radio with yours truly,
DJ.
Go out and turn up and show off their cars and blast their music.
That's fuck. Like, fuck. Like, don't try to put a good
spin on
it.
That's some freak shit you would do.
No.
That's why them niggas out there showing them cars off.
Exactly. Happy to play with the cars and smoke weed and drink whatever. You know.
Get y'all back to that room.
Exactly. After the show comes the after party.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I didn't fuck up my senior skipper.
I didn't say you did.
I'm just putting
you
it out there.
You feel guilty?
No.
Yeah, well, you think because you think somebody in your family might be listening right now.
Yeah, because that coochie dress was a problem. That's why I remember that shit. My daddy was like, you changing. Fuck out of here. You ain't leaving like that.
Them shit was tough, though. You got to bring that back. That'd be easy to do, too.
No.
Coochie trying to make it come back. I saw the
only thing about coochie I ain't like.
What's that?
Is that, yo. You had to stay away from anything, man. Somebody ring,
whoop.
Oh, say anything you touch.
Head
of a car door, whoop. Whatever you hit, whoop. Yeah, that shit did. And I think they used to give me the shit. Now, who the hell know how to crochet?
Yeah, right.
They gave me the shit to fix it. Nigga.
They never work out.
I used to take a scissors and cut that shit. This shit is
it's
over.
Over.
Yeah,
so exactly. Averex leathers. That dude was sexy back then.
Averex leathers
shit.
Is just like motherfucking. Somewhere like those are like. Those are old Pele Pelis.
Oh, yeah.
Avirex, you had to have a sharp Avirex. Is it working over there?
Oh, damn.
Put your racket, I'm gonna come back.
Yeah, well,
we're gonna find
it. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, hand me that CD. Hand me that CD.
You
gotta
get the
CD.
Take the whole plate that time.
Yeah, well, here, take that CD.
How you come up with that, like, record, like, the thought process?
I'm back on the run. I'm back on the run.
That's cool, that's not it, but that's him. Let that rock anyway.
Nope.
Oh, if I do this every day, I said often, that's how many times she went the way.
That's my life, I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'ma do it to the city. So to see my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like an idiot, cause we got the light. Yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, telling me to top down.
Five Street Sweeper Radio, DJ K Slay, the Drama King is in the building, Jazzy Bell TV is in the building.
Hey.
Product is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Antasia's in the building.
Hey.
And we just up here doing what we do.
Yes.
Playing some
yes.
good music, popping some shit.
Kicking it with the cover girl.
That's right.
Product is in the building.
Cover girl is in the building, Antasia.
Turning her out, turning her into a trap queen.
Nah. We ain't letting her pick up no bad habits.
What made you get into modeling, though? Because you're freshly new, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At first, I did the Miss New York USA in 2012.
Okay.
And then...
Miss New York USA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that pageant shit?
Yeah.
No, because listen, first of all, how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Yeah, okay. Like when you think of pageants, right, Miss USA.
But when you put heels on, how tall are you?
When I put on the high platforms, I'm probably 5'7".
Platform,
still 5'7".
Okay.
I'm still short.
You're not.
That's all good.
Yeah, cute.
Mm-hmm.
Some short girl.
Whatever.
Hey,
my chest.
My son, he ain't me. He's a product of me.
Yo, Slay, tell a nigga how you hurt your ass popping out that window, Slay. You pop out the motherfucking window, we're gonna tell you, look, Slay, you know we all know about the radio situation, you know what I'm saying? And all we got is that radio.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got that?
Tell you to turn the radio on when Slay was in that bedroom, and he had motherfucking headboard.
Why you talking about me and his mother, man? Don't do that, man.
Not at all.
What's the matter with you, yo?
Whack, I ain't never seen Whack
Child that much. Hey, yo, Whack, look, this K Slay right here, this is what I'm going to do right there. Play track 13, man.
Track 13. Whack, stop tap dancing, too.
I see dead people. But there's no fires on the scene.
This K Slay, Whack, because I could do this.
Back from the dead, that's why they call me the doctor. The bathroom trauma, and 50 ain't rockin' with them no more. It's okay, I get it poppin'. Whole club rockin' like a sip for a parlor. Drink Chris, throw it up, call the shit hydraulic. Then piss in the cup, call the shit hypnotic. I bleed common, spit crack and shit chronic. And you new niggas ain't shit, but new niggas make the nature shoot niggas. I'm talking to you, nigga. Bouncing the 6-4, throwing up West Side, man. Another 5 million albums, yes I am. Fresh like damn, this nigga did it again. 100,000 LA above the brand. Inside the Lambo, shotgun with Snoop. What would the motherfucking West Coast be without one gripping?
Excuse me.
Ooh.
Got a lot
the names for me, choose as you please. Looking like cane money, loose on the sleeves. These wanna frame on me, loose in the breeze. Got a light cane, I'm 600, I'm mapping this 600. Story on the way to relax, I'ma keep running. Lawyer on routine, I'm relax when it get ugly. Niggas get to acting, it actually could get public.
Shut it down.
Real nigga with a taste for the mala. Tiny little waist with a shake from her thigh. Kinda stank, but she bad and she know it. She smell a dank on the pad, so she show it. Up at the bank, she gon' splash with the mower.
I'm a baby, when you come.
Whatever.
Town every time they get choked. Quiet and easy, the little bit she know. That word got around, that's out of the staff. 16, but she looked 21. If the price is right, she'll be twice as nice. This the friends for a man in the men. Then he cuts you off when he hits the skins. Now you got another one, he drops a beamer. Wake up, girl, don't be a daydreamer. Static out of one track of mine. It doesn't matter if it's yours or mine. If you're getting dough and you want to get with her, yeah, yeah. Sally's 19 and nothing has changed. On the prowl, my lifestyle's foul. See her at the club, sipping on a drink, playing herself in her girlfriend's swing. Talking about,
look at him, he's cute.
Thinking to yourself, does he have any loot? The guy walks up and he says hello. The lights are dim and the mood is mellow. They talk for a few, she grabs a coat. Told her girlfriends, don't rock the boat. Her girlfriend said, don't go. Sally's gonna let him knock the boots from the bed to the floor. Sally doesn't think that she's living like a whore. You little hooker, queen of the sun. You better wake up and smell a blunt. Sally got a one-track mind. It doesn't matter if it's yours or mine. Cause if you can go and you wanna get with her, yeah, yeah. See, Sally got a one-track mind. It doesn't matter if it's yours or mine. Cause if you're getting dough and you wanna get with her, yeah, yeah. 21 years old and you have a son. On your own, you don't know which one to blame. There's no shame in the game. People know your name from your neighborhood fame. Park, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten, Black, Jamaican, Italian, Latin. There's no end to your list of men. And everybody knows how you love to bend. But now you're getting older and you care about your rep. You're still a hottie, but you try to watch your step. Never been in love. Pretty young thing growing up in the projects.
All right. I made it. Made it home. Pretty excited about it. I'm gonna go inside the house. And be inside the house. And do inside stuff. I'll see you guys later.